This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
And I'm Wallace Watkins.
The inaugural ceremony for Governor John Bel Edwards went smoothly, with Edwards and his wife Donna descending the Capitol steps to fanfare for the common man. After taking his oath of office,
I, John Bel Edwards, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me as governor of the state of Louisiana.
Edwards delivered what amounted to a state of the state address, being frank about the fiscal crisis, but also promising,
I am going to accept the federal funding to expand Medicaid so that working families in Louisiana can get access to health care.
Prior to the big doings on the Capitol steps, the Senate elected its president and pro tem via secret ballot.
39 votes for Senator Lario, no others.
39 yeas, no nays, Senator Long is elected president pro tem.
Meanwhile, in the House, there was less consensus and more drama.
Four names were offered for House Speaker: Walt Leger, Cameron Henry, Taylor Barra, and Neil Abramson. After the first voice vote,
Representative Leger, 49. Representative Henry, 28. Representative Barra, 26. Representative Abramson, 2.
Which meant a runoff between Henry and Leger, but
I'd like to remove my name from consideration.
And with a Republican majority in the House, Republican Taylor Barra of New Iberia was elected Speaker.
Then Republican Julie Stokes spoke up.
He would have been an outstanding Speaker. I hereby nominate Walt Leger for Speaker pro tem.
The other two nominees withdrew, making Leger once again Speaker pro tem.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
And I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.